They say this is a big rich town. I just come from the poorest part. Bright light city life, I gotta make it. This is where it goes down. I just happen to come up hard. Legal or illegal, baby, I gotta make it.
I never took a straight path nowhere. Life's full of twists and turns, bumps and bruises. I live, I learn. I'm from that city full of yellow cabs and skyscrapers. It's hard to get a start in these parts without paper. Homie, I grew up in hell, a block away from heaven. That corner ain't 15 minutes and move a 7. Pure snow, bag it then watch it go. Occupational options, get some blow or some hoes. Shoot the ball or the strap, learn the rap or the jack. Fuck it, man, in the meantime, go ahead and pump a pack. This my Regal Royal flow, my James Bond bounce. That 007, that 62 on my count. I'm a
Welcome back, we back with power, y'all. We back again with power. You got any thoughts early?
Oh, man.
You said fuck it early.
Yeah, fuck power still.
Okay.
Still, man.
Has it changed your mind?
Yeah, man. You know, as of today, no. Not really.
Well, I thought this was a little bit better of episode.
Yeah, it was good, man. I mean, it was
the best
good.
One of the season so far. Yeah. This was definitely the best one of the season because it's the only one that actually gave at least a little bit of an answer as to what's about to happen. Mm-hmm. A little bit.
Yeah. Terry's got to be the worst kid ever, though.
Ghost still locked up.
I'm trying to figure out why. So the dude that's in prison now, I think that's Tommy's daddy. But why all of a sudden do we want to see Tommy when you just tried to extort them for $20,000?
Well, I think he extorted him. It was just, I think he just was just trying to get some money. He just needs some way to get some money for his life.
But now you want
he
to meet
him. He don't care. Well, no, but he was using that as a way like, okay, hey, send him for my boy can see what he looked like and see if it's this kid. And then, well, y'all still got to come up with that $20,000.
Well, how though? Old boy know that that's really his son?
I think he knew. He knew that something for a grip.
Yeah,
oh, he probably been watching him for years. Like, and he probably knew his name. He knew his name and everything. He knew who it was.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, he been knowing him for years. Yeah. Probably watching out because he said he been in jail 20 some years. Mm-hmm.
But my thing is, you making it to where like if Ghost wants to give him that money, then you made it to where Ghost could flip on your son, and then your son end up locked up just like you.
He don't give a fuck about this. That's mean
but
nothing.
He obviously care about.
I mean,
his
he
son.
Do.
He care about
it's
his
like,
son.
I ain't got him. You. I ain't known you enough to not give a fuck that
yeah,
much.
Yeah.
Like I care. But if it's me and you still, it's not like I'm on.
I mean, I gotta say my
I
wife.
Mean, I used to watch you in the park playing. That ain't mean we have a connection.
Right.
He care about his wife. They couldn't give him no baby.
Exactly.
And she knows something else.
No.
She knows
y'all
something else.
Over here like, yeah.
No, she knows
something. She knows something else.
She probably she knew he had another kid, though, too, because she said we've been married 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
And let's say Tommy. How y'all think Tommy is? Mid-30s? 35
yeah,
or something?
Probably mid-30s.
So he had another kid on you while you was married.
With a crackhead.
Yeah, there you go.
That's about right.
But I'm saying that's why I didn't want to. If it was a kid before that, he probably be like, yeah, I got a kid.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Tommy in his mid 30s.
Right. So they can't share that, huh? She was like, who's that boy? Yeah.
Yeah, because, okay, so homeboy been in jail 20 years. Let's see, Tommy in his mid 30s, he got locked up when Tommy was like 14, 15.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So.
And I'm trying to think, in prior seasons, have they ever alluded to Tommy's pop?
No, remember right. He said I don't know my dad. Remember he went off to cuss his mom out. I don't even know my
right.
fucking dad. You
right.
know they was all high and shit one night. Yeah, he didn't know his kid, his dad.
It's good.
I don't know. I'm trying to figure out how this ends up playing out. Like, what is his role gonna be now that they done with this whole trying to extort for money thing? Because Ghost like, I know what's up.
See, the thing is, I wonder if he's gonna have to end up working with him on now because he still got connected through the mafia to get this stuff done.
I don't know. He might have he might have to use him. He might have to use him though, because now like Proctor being like shut down kind of a little bit, and then you know Tommy really ain't supposed to be running too much. He might use that death of whatever that dude is to like make him have to start doing stuff for him.
Mm-hmm.
Like if they need somebody knocked off, or if he needs something, you know, whatever.
Yeah,
try to find out where this other tape is, or whatever.
That's what you need a homeboy for, though.
Well, it's funny, though.
And you
how
probably
Tommy
like,
got that info. How Tommy got that info out of him. Tell me about your biggest job.
Yeah.
Tell me, teach me. Teach me. And then he just want to talk.
No, because the dude was like.
Right.
And then old girl came in. Because old girl know who they killed, too. Though. That's why she came in and said, who is it?
Yeah.
That's why he figured it out. Because she came in like, she knew what was. She knew who her husband had killed. She know what's up.
Yeah.
And so that's tell me about the dude they talking about who he killed.
This is some mafia dude. That's what he went to jail for. Okay. Well, no. One he didn't go to jail for the... He went to jail for some other murders.
He went for like 14 other murders, but not that one.
Okay. But that one, he's scary because them motherfuckers don't know who killed that person. That's what he's like. Well, yeah. He's like, well, they won't give me more time. He's like, okay. Well, then that family find out that you was the one all right. that killed him.
Right.
And you and your homeboy did it too. So now he in trouble.
Where that money
and they know where your wife is at.
Right.
Let's get it.
Yeah. So then he was just like, "Let me nod my head real quick."
Yeah, let me go. Hey, man, so I can keep that 20 though, right?
That's right.
So I'll owe you.
I ain't
right?
be sending you no more money.
No, because I'll call like, "Hey, man, don't spend that 20. You might have to die."
Talking about you good for a week. She needed that whole thing for whatever that procedure was that she needed. So now
she needs another 20 though. Too, though
she gonna need another procedure.
No, she gonna need another. Yeah, this procedure don't seem like it was just 20 gonna get you over.
It's probably gonna.
It's probably about 6 figures. Probably gonna get you over.
After all that dope money.
You say what?
Okay. So with mafia money, what are you?
Shit. Okay, alright. Even if they washed a bunch of money.
You sound real horrible right now, Art.
But I'm when sure they washed
the... When do you go... As an underworld criminal?
Yeah, I guess you're right.
When do you
have
to... You know what?
But look at what the situation you're in. Shit, I'm thinking like, damn, if I had to... I mean, because you got drug money. You got to wash it somehow with businesses. So business,
but they didn't have no business. They were just hitmen. They wasn't the dudes that was making the money. They just the dudes that get the contract. It's 20 grand. You're gonna kill somebody. Here go your check.
Okay, I mean, I was
and
thinking.
And so his money long gone. How you think they was gonna continue to pay for?
He didn't have no money. That's why they need
health insurance.
Money.
Yeah. Well, I was just saying, shit. I mean,
yeah, baby.
Shit.
Yeah. No, you're trying to be locked up early.
Yeah.
You
had
everybody locked up. Like, yeah, we need some premium insurance cash.
Well, nah, $1,500 a month. You gotta wash it with something. You got a laundry man. Like,
they
right,
didn't
shit.
Though. I'm they old. Didn't. They
was,
were.
He wasn't
they
no smart.
They were just hitting.
He was just
they
hitting.
Were hitting. That's what they were doing. They were hitting, and then they were using their money to live.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
saw
yeah.
that
yeah.
house?
Yeah.
It wasn't like they was living in no mansion. She was living in a very basic house. I mean, very basic. Yeah,
no small base flat
yeah,
screen.
Yeah.
Even the couches, oh, y'all got old no couches.
It looks like it probably should have been plastic.
When he got no, them couches had on when he got locked up. That's 20 years ago, those couches from '97. Those nice leather joints from '97.
That was from his last hit that he had
before he got locked up.
Got 2,000 Escalade outside. Motherfucker still clean though.
And clean as a mug. Got $275,000 on it with clean.
Okay, so how they end up closing down Truth and all that stuff?
Because I'm surprised the feds didn't do that before, though. Usually the feds raid all your
but
money.
But they said
stuff
they
before.
Normally only raid your money, like if it's like a like some kind of.
But
like
they trying to they trying to
like
go
that, where they trying
money.
To hold the money.
But they trying
it's
to
not
see
over no
people,
money
they,
is over murder.
Right, but they trying to connect the whole case is over him and Tommy to see where the money been moving.
Mm-hmm.
So they trying to see what movies been coming out, what money's been coming out of Truth. Well, oh, so supposedly y'all own this beauty shop over
right,
here.
Right, right.
We need to shut that down and you see what them books is looking like. We're going to shut all your regular money mm-hmm. down. So I'm surprised Ghost and say go get 100 grand out the bank account cash. Just take 100 grand out cash.
Before
that. Because yeah. I would have thought when the friends
that
lock you up.
Enough. I wonder how much they got to pay per quarter for that school. Because I bet you that's pretty good.
It ain't no 100 grand. You probably get over both of them kids.
No,
so probably about 50.
Those,
I'd say 50 for
is
both
that
kids.
Money at our door? Oh. But I mean, private schools cost just about as much as like college.
That's what I said. For both kids for a year, probably about 50.
But I mean, like if you go to a nice college, that's like $60,000 a year.
Yeah.
So you, so that's you know.
But
I was
saying 100 grand to take care of kids and keep you on point.
That ain't enough. That ain't enough. That's not enough.
You don't think 100 grand?
100,000 definitely wouldn't have been enough. Not for the way that they live in.
Yeah, not for the way.
But first of all, I can't take that much out.
You gotta remember that.
No, they didn't even. But remember when she went to go try to get the money out. When she went to go try to get the money out, just to get him, like, you know, whatever, the bail money, there was nothing in there. He had that note talking about, like, I'm sorry. You feel me?
Yeah,
he left a note in the box, and it was like, sorry,
Tasha. Yeah, no, he took that money out to get the stuff popping with that other investor dude, that old white dude.
I know what he took it for, but what I'm saying is they don't even have that kind of cash on hand, like, unless it was something that was inside the house. Tasha should have been skimming off the top for the past couple of years.
She was, though, wasn't she? When she was about to leave with Sean,
she started taking money, but I don't think she took any money. After Sean was dead, I don't think she took no more money.
But Ghost should
have. Yeah, she was.
Yeah,
she
started, I remember she was skimming
she
money.
She started skimming
money
at that time. She was skimming money.
She was just starting, though.
She was getting, yep. At least I
then
think
she
was just starting.
Went against every woman in that position. I mean,
she
white or
been
black.
He should have told her, too, though.
Hispanic or whatever. Most women would have had some money sitting aside.
You
would
have had something. You would have had to.
You know how your husband
you
would have
had
money.
To.
You would have had to.
You would have had to.
I would have made sure that she had.
But I'm not my thing, though. I'd be like, hey, baby, you need to go to the bank account right now because the feds, when the feds lock you up, they go through all
the making drinks and stuff. Nigga, we recording the whole show.
That's rush. Would have put in the blender.
You want to blend up something, too? Anything else you want to make noise with?
No, but he should have told Tasha, like, yo, go get 250 grand out or whatever.
I'm surprised
they didn't have
everything.
250 grand.
No, remember they had that.
When?
He may have had
season new, 3.
I'm sure they
before
had
he got locked up.
Cash.
He pulled probably somewhere inside the house at some point somewhere, but he probably had to use that to pay Proctor to do this, to do that. You don't know what he had to use that money for.
Yeah, you're right.
They pumping $20,000 to some random man just to try to do whatever, and that came through Tommy.
Yeah.
So if there was anything extra, it probably came from Tommy. Tommy obviously going to be able to make sure that they stay afloat.
Yeah,
but,
school,
come on.
Yeah. Mm, so he's going, Tommy going to have to give him the money then. Give
Tommy's
Tasha
definitely going to have to give Tasha that money. He said, take care of my family. He wasn't playing.
Yeah.
He wasn't playing.
And Tommy don't know that the salon shut down or none of that.
Yeah,
Keisha
tried to
call
him.
They don't know that yet.
Not to mention, he just
Keisha called
out.
Tasha first, and she was probably about to say call Proctor. Tasha and them don't even know Proctor gone. Mm-hmm. So now they're going to have to talk to this Opie
exactly.
black dude, and they're going to be like, who is he? Because they can tell Proctor anything. They
well, no, he could technically still represent them on the other cases. This not on. Well, no, because it's all wrapped up in the same.
It is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, Tommy's gonna take care of him.
Glad they thought she didn't call Tommy though, because that ended up implicating her. Like, oh, it's you calling him to come help you out?
Yeah,
so what's
whatever. That don't even matter. It's an old family friend. They've known each other since they were teenagers.
They all grew up in the same. They did.
We all
grew
up in the same neighborhood. That's my friend. Just like Keisha, they grew up in the same neighborhood. Mm-hmm.
So what do y'all think about the whole Julio thing and Tommy?
I don't really care. I think that dude that got ran over deserved to get ran over. He never should have said nothing that he said. But Julio, to me, sound like he's starting to get a little bit soft. So somebody's going to have to do something to him.
Or how you going to just
let him talk to you?
Why was Dre on some stuff like, yeah, he'd be tripping? Now, you think that was Dre doing that to try to see what he was talking about?
I don't know
about?
What he was trying to do.
With the Dominican.
I think Dre probably trying to figure out a way to where he could probably get in good with the Dominicans so he can continue to give that $50,000 to Canaan. So he probably trying to figure out a way that he can scam from them since now Truth is shut down because he don't got no other way to be able to scam off the top.
Yeah.
So he got to do something. So that was just his end. That was his end to be like, yeah, he is tripping, you know, but I mean, he's just trying to find a way to get in.
Right.
How does Canaan just keep getting these random dudes that be loyal to him though? Like, where these new dudes come from that is like, yeah, man.
Just like that little girl that was sitting there talking about my parents don't care where I'm
just
at. You know, he pick up people that don't got nobody
cats
to care about them.
Yeah,
people
yeah,
that say
they're all alley cats.
Or whatever. Yeah, they're either alley cats or people that just like misguided. You know what I mean? Like,
give them a little job, give them some money.
Yeah, a little
you know what I'm saying? That's how it is. Mm-hmm.
Like, I care about you. Your daddy don't care about you. I care about you. I'll take care of you. You know what I mean? Like that kind of stuff. You know, go over there and give me that code so we can get this money.
Right.
And I'm pay you in scissors.
Mm-hmm.
We're
gonna see all the stuff, and I'm gonna get your cut.
Right, and then you see Teresa weak. He the first chance he get a girl. Your parents know you're here. No, they don't. I don't really like my parents at home. I mean, he's so fucking weak. He get on my nerves.
Yeah, Ghost need to figure out. He got to reevaluate all his.
He
stuff
really
he
does.
Like,
but you know what? Canaan is really just like he's really just preying on him. He's praying on him because he knows that he's weak and he wants to really get back at Ghost because he feel like Ghost messed up Sean. So I think this is just more like a vendetta thing. You know what I mean? Like, you messed up my son.
Or was it more of a
snitch? No.
Because he's the one that got locked up. That's
like
the one that got locked up.
In one season,
is it going to be Kanan versus Ghost? They both a big drug
directly.
Kingpin. Yeah.
It was.
Like,
he's supposed to kill him in their building the other time.
You know what would be cool? You know what would be cool? Would be if they did like a flashback season where they did it like from the very beginning.
To show
like, if
how
they
came
to
up.
Show how it happened, like from the neighborhood or whatever when they were younger. If they showed all that stuff leading up to when Canaan got locked up. And then, because I'm like, what are you going to do? Like after this case is over, after this stuff is over, like what are you going to do?
Canaan versus Ghost. And Tariq.
Look, I'm going to tell you. No. Tariq, they going to kill his sister. They sister. And that's what's going to make it all crazy.
I ain't going to kill no kids.
Tariq's sister.
See, kids too cheap to cash.
He killed Sean.
Hey, we'll hire some more kids. Hey, this fool's We're gonna hire a ghost at 9.
Yeah.
Had him slinging marbles. The kids are cheap. This dude's supposed to travel with
kids are cheap. Cognizant of the financial aspect of Captain's show.
So he said we need to keep her on her.
Yeah, keep her on her. She's cheap.
You know, somebody's executive sitting there like that. Somebody's probably sitting in the meeting.
Yeah,
how much it costs for her?
She cheap. Keep somebody to make some money.
All you gotta do is get pizza.
I think she somehow Kanan's name gonna end up coming out over there at that house with all them people while he just.
But
Tariq
didn't give a fuck. That's somebody that's gonna fuck you up.
No, but some gonna happen, and then
it ain't gonna really.
And then he gonna go back and he gonna say something to Tommy. He gonna be like, "Who's Kanan?
Yep.
Why'd you ask me who Kanan was? You know, whatever. He probably ain't gonna tell Tommy, but he gonna be like, who's Kanan?
Dre gonna have to tell Tommy. They done built up enough to this Dre Tommy thing. Who was it? Who was his friend? Dre gonna end up having to.
He gonna have to go to Tommy. But save himself.
It's gonna be a situation. Yeah, it's gonna be a situation.
Because he ain't got no money to come
in. But he gonna have to call Tommy to come and save him from Kanan.
Like, yo, I ain't got no money.
It's gonna all happen right before Dre die.
Dre gotta go.
Dre not gonna die Dre not gonna die because he's 50 Cent's artist on his label.
So
he ain't gonna die.
He probably ain't gonna.
He signed, so he's a singer.
I don't know, Rotimi.
Rotimi.
But he probably ain't gonna die.
Yeah. Look at why you look like that.
Like Trey Songz.
I see why you look like
that. You don't rap.
No, like Trey Songz.
He said he don't rap.
Bro, I ain't buying your album. I mean, if you're listening, bro, I mean,
I'm gonna let them come out first and see what happens.
I mean, you know, I ain't heard none of his songs much. Have you heard his songs?
No, I just know that he sings.
Oh,
like Trey Songz.
See, well, sounds
right
like Trey
Songz. He's got the money coming in through acting, so I mean, hey.
Who music?
Rotimi music.
Yeah, he's signing 50, so I mean, 50 gonna keep everybody busy.
Yeah, he's gonna keep him paid.
Yeah, and they might send him to DC or something. I don't know, but right, yeah, he gonna be alive.
He got him in his show. It's not bad either, though.
So yeah. He might be the next Kingpin in it. That's the
Kingpin.
Kingpin. You think he'll take Julio's job? Because the distro.
You know, 50, like, he might take Ghost's job. Shit, I'm trying to bring out, you gonna make you a star.
And 50 ain't gonna be the star because he don't want to come to work every day. That's the only reason 50
right,
ain't the star.
Right.
He don't want to come to work every day.
Exactly.
He don't have to come.
I ain't trying to be no actor like that.
I don't want to be on every episode.
He just want to be the bad guy.
Yeah, and he don't want to be on every episode.
I just want a couple scenes. It ain't nothing for him to make a couple scenes.
I got to like, sit down and drink a little bit. And
yeah, two or three scenes a show. He probably filmed all his scenes
in
a weekend. I'm here for a weekend. Hey, I need to see it at the house. This scene at the house.
Hey, we're going to get out the truck. We're going to get out the van.
This scene at the rich house. Yeah, out the van. Duh, I'm done for the season.
But I will give it to them. They finally picked up some stuff in this episode.
They did.
Okay, I'm trying to find some music.
What did y'all think about Tommy killing the Homeland Security?
It was unexpected. That definitely was unexpected.
Okay.
Is this rotisserie?
This is Rotimi's doing it. I wonder if this is like a remake of doing it.
You mean like yellow?
I'm gonna take it downtown with it.
Like Black and Killer.
So this is right. Why don't they play this song on the show?
I don't know.
I think they did.
Did they?
Yeah.
What y'all think? I just wanted you to understand.
I can see him singing.
Yeah, he is like a Trey Songz though. But he like, but he our age though. That's the problem. I need him. You can't sing like that in a certain age. When you're in your mid-30s, you can't sing.
You gotta sing like Bustin' Arson's video.
Why not?
R. Kelly is the last of the Mohicans that can do that and get away with it.
I thought it should be like, you more like Bryson Tiller.
This would be like saying 2 Chainz shouldn't still be in the game.
He's rapper, different than singer.
Oh, okay.
Rapper, different than singer.
Okay, that's enough. Yeah. That's enough.
I was just trying to
give y'all a little bit of a taste. A rotini meal.
A rotisserie.
Shout out to Rotimi. Can't wait till his album drop. 2018.
Maybe 2020?
Maybe.
You know, Cash Out will never be dropped.
You gotta put in a lot of work for your album. He probably doing this whole filming shit for free just so you can drop my album. Come on, man.
I lived off lean. I got paid in lean this whole time.
Come on, man.
I got lean stacked up in
the I'm still driving the cruise, man. Come on, man. I'm just trying to be big.
I got a closet full of lean, man. On these 97 couches you got that you use on the scene.
Being a lean.
That's Rotimi's house.
What y'all think about Tyreek, man? Y'all think he coming up in the game?
No, I think he's still being dumb. I mean, he's learning some street stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But he's still dumb.
But this is where Daddy going to come in and show him the street shit, though, when he come back, though. Because he going to know too much street shit now. And he going to have to actually come in and be like, okay, well, this is how this go. Mm-hmm.
He's going to have to.
Because really... Ghost didn't want his kids exposed to that.
But he gonna have to now. Because Tyreek is already, he already in there. He already in deep. He gonna have to show him everything. Unless he die. And, you know, but kids are cheap, like you said, so he may live. It may be the Tyreek show.
Yeah, really, real talk.
Until he turn 18, you know, and we turn 18.
Got him locked up for like 8 years for like $2,000.
What y'all think?
Sounds good to me, man. What you think? You ain't made no money before we signed it.
What y'all think?
And you gotta go to school, dude.
What y'all think Angela about to do with the information that she just saw from the video?
She got shit on it.
No, I think she's going to eventually.
I don't really think that she can sit on that because the look on her face, she was like, oh, like she can't believe that she really truthfully believed that he did this, but he didn't even have time to hide no gun.
No.
Didn't even have time to hide no gun. So now you know that somebody is dirty within the FBI.
That's
so
why she's going to sit on it.
So why you sitting on it?
Try to figure out who it is.
So why you sitting on this? You going to let him get like shot in the neck? That's probably going to be what happens. She ain't going to bring that shit up until it's like time for the jury to finally make a decision because she's going to be trying to figure it out behind
the scenes. What if it come down to like a Sandoval versus Angela and she had to kill him? Like, what if it come down to like she find out that she know in a situation where he confronts her and be like, You know, like...
You doing first, too much.
Yeah, blah, 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 but she gonna end up having to shoot him. Now, that'll be some gangster shit. Let Angela shoot somebody for a damn change. Maybe she'll gain a fan. Maybe she'll gain a fan. She can't show a little bitty titties no more, so now maybe she can gain fans by killing
somebody.
Not after
Lala showed hers, Daddy.
Yeah,
there's no
it.
Point.
I don't see them no more.
Yeah, shout out to Lala, man.
Yeah, man, doing it
Carmelo
big, man.
Anthony, I know this is your worst. This, you do not like this show.
Break up sex. That's like the public.
It's not even real.
Version of
I know, no, but it's a fact, though. I know, I'm sure, like, the Banana Boat Boys. Something. The Banana Boys are like him, LeBron James, all them cats. I know they probably be talking about Power and their little chat group as friends. And then, like, Carmelo be like, oh, y'all watch that bullshit. He be in there be like, oh, y'all watch that bullshit for real?
Fuck that shit.
Like, for real, like, y'all watch that bullshit? No. He probably was pumping up the first 2-3 seasons of that. And now he's like, I mean, y'all still
this
watching that
bullshit?
The second
time that I showed her titties.
The first time he said it was cool, probably. Like, you know.
This time we broke. These broke up titties?
Yeah, these broke up titties. These ain't my titties now. I ain't sanctioning these titties.
Like, is he really sucking on these titties or
not? Yeah, he's sanctioning.
Now I'm feeling some type of way about Tommy. What does that mean?
So what y'all saying? Y'all think that Tommy is really sucking on Lala's titties?
I guess I should say
Joseph Sikora.
Yeah, he is.
Joe sucks the titties.
Yeah, he is. He ain't having sex with her, but he sucked on the titties.
Yeah.
He slid right past the nipple.
Yeah.
Right up under. I did not see that.
Right up under.
I did not see
that. Right up under. And you know how many titties?
Now, that was not a titty double.
Because that's why I don't ever get excited about it.
Email us.
It would have been messed up if he was wearing a New York Knicks hat.
If you think they was what?
Double titties.
What's that?
You said like a stunt
titties.
Like a
stunt titties. Yeah, doing fake titties. Oh, email us, let us know. Like, do y'all think, compare the titties that were shown on the show
I forgot what some actress does, though. Some actress does, though.
Titty doubles?
Yeah.
There's probably plenty of actresses that do that.
Titty doubles. I mean, because what's a titty if you don't know who the titty belongs to? Like, anybody could be a titty double. Really?
No.
Like, a lot of cats would be like, okay, baby, I'll let you show your titty, as long as they'll show your face. Because can't nobody connect the two.
Oh, so you're saying that you can end up lying on the back of the titty?
How much money do you make to be a titty, though?
Like, I mean, there are clauses in the contract you can get extra pay for that. I understand.
Anyway, long story short, email us. That's y'all, what y'all think? Y'all think it was really la la?
I can't believe this is the question of
the week. Or do y'all think it was a titty devil? I don't know. I mean, I really don't, because I really never trust Hollywood.
I think we need a different question of the week.
I think that's a great one.
Says Angela, you got a titty double then?
Let's talk about her little bitty titty.
For her sake.
He said that. Dude, they went so hard on her titties the first two seasons.
You know what?
She probably should never. And that's probably the reason why she don't show them no more, because she heard the podcast. And she was like, you know what? That girl talking about, I'm not showing my titties never again.
Yeah.
She just don't got nobody.
Executive saying, "Your ratings right go up."
Another question: are we ever gonna see Angela titties again?
I was thinking for a second the Asian dude was about to try to get at her when he was like, "Let me talk to you for a second." I was like,
"Like you need to come out
like,
for dinner,
Angela." What the fuck
he
want?
That's my boy Han.
No,
that's
Han
from
Fast and Furious. Not when he takes the picture on the wall, but when he, like today, or on the episode or whatever from today, when he was like, he said something to her about, I don't know, the man said something to her about something. He grabbed the side of her arm. He looked at her like kind of in her eyes. I was like, I thought he was.
I mean, because you know,
I think
he's dating
like everybody else. You date everybody else,
right? That's exactly, and that's what everybody thinks. All of them thinking that same thing. And I know you're single.
Time
and you're real vulnerable right now. I should probably shoot my shot.
Yeah, I'm gonna figure it out.
Because you by yourself every night, you got no man
probably,
at all.
And look, he probably like, that motherfucker Greg was lame as a mug.
Yeah,
I know that cat. We went to law school together. Exactly. Something like that. Cat was lame. Exactly. Like, you know, you want some of this
anything.
You know, we popping over here.
Asian persuasion.
Unless they go off on a deep end and get him to get a conjugal visit with Angela or something, know why he in jail. Where she get to do something where she can
with ghosts?
That's
ghosts.
Definitely ain't
no.
Really? That's not going to happen.
No. Okay, look here.
She's not going to happen.
She can say everybody got to leave or whatever, though, and then you could come back and then lock the door.
Basically, you're trying to bring back Angela Titties. We don't move off.
I'm trying. You say you don't. How Angela Titties just come back?
Yeah, I'm going to say, it just has to be somewhere. Maybe it's a shower scene.
Titties are not coming back. I'm pretty sure ratings didn't even go up for hers.
Lala's. I don't know. I'm just saying.
Lala's probably because it's like a scandal. You know what I
really
mean?
Think
like, Lala's.
I think it's fake. I don't think them are her titties.
Oh, yo, she definitely got them done. If that's
you saying?
No, I said I don't. I think she got a titty though.
Oh, you saying it's not even Lala's?
Not her body.
I'm pretty sure we saw her.
That was a long shot though, with a titty out though.
But that was just her. You didn't see a face in.
Yeah, no, it was a long shot.
We'll
and she pulled back, and it was titty right there. I saw the left titty.
Oh, well, I don't know. I know it was the left titty. I don't know if I saw a face with the left titty. I don't know the demographics of the situation, but like you do, Daryl. But I
Wait, I
did that on purpose.
I only seen it twice.
You see how I take it off of me and put it right on you? Like, just transfer it.
Yeah, like, look, you was the one looking at the titty. Like, you dissected it and looked at it, slowed it down. You know, like, I mean,
rewound it 4, 5, 6 times.
Yeah.
No. But real talk, I don't get it. Like, you know, I think it's fake. I think she had a titty devil. I know if it was me and I had money, I'd be like, I'm going to give me a dick devil. I don't want to show my ass. Let somebody else show theirs. If I'm Lala, I don't want. Ain't no double. You know about show
dick
my shit.
Double.
What makes you think that you gonna be doing something where you?
I'm just saying. In a hypothetical situation where I was an actor and they wanted me to show a genital scene, I'm not about to show my genitals. Like, I'm going to do everything else, but you ain't about to get that. No.
Why would you not want to show your genitals?
Why would I want to show them?
In my opinion, if you got a double, that means you're ashamed of something that you got. Mm-hmm. I would be showing all my shit. Let me tell you this. If I was an actress and I need to show
that's why your ass ain't acting and showing nothing.
I would show it
all. I already know why. So I'm not, that's why. Famous cut that part out of Jonas. Ooh, now he over there imagining. What's up, Famous? Man, shout out to my boy, man.
Hey, Famous emailed us back, though. He did say, my bad, bro.
Oh, man, this is my dude, man. You know I just be talking shit, man. You all good, bro.
So, what do y'all think about this lawyer situation, though? with the lawyer.
I mean, I think Proctor's still going to try to figure out a way to fix this. And I mean, I think the black lawyer, he probably ain't really against Ghost. I think he really just trying to push him because he wants to see, like, truthfully, if he did. I think he just ain't 100% sold as to whether he's
like
him or not.
I honestly like it because it's kind of like some black power shit.
Yeah,
like,
it is, though.
You
like,
know, now like, you got a brother.
Do, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I like it. I think it's going to be interesting. I still like Proctor. I still think Proctor's going to play his role in the acquittal of Ghost. I think he's just going to change the dynamic, give you another really good character to follow, give you another dynamic to keep up with.
It was really sad, though, when Proctor was like, I can't be your lawyer no more.
Because you've grown to like Proctor, and now Proctor getting prosecuted for this murder of this other federal agent. And, you know, the thing about federal agents getting murdered, they look like deep. Like, it's not going to ride.
He was Homeland Security.
Homeland Security, but he's a federal
agent.
He's
still federal.
So, I don't know.
He was off the grid, though, type thing.
Yeah,
he was.
He was,
like, kind of, like,
wouldn't work with them.
Yeah, he's actually easy to kill, though, because you don't know his whereabouts.
No, nobody even
knows. Now, is this going to be a fact? Nobody
knows who working with.
My thing.
It's going to be a while before they figure out.
Yeah, my thing is.
But they're going to try to figure out who it is.
Yeah, this is going to be a factor. Is this going to play into, like, next season, like, end of this season? We found out this sort of, now.
Because, look, they can come in with that little light, though, and see if there was blood on your floors and stuff, though, too.
You put it on his shirt, bro.
Yeah, I'm talking about period.
From Tommy's standpoint was brilliant.
Yeah, because now you
because
it
now
too,
you, yeah, now look,
like,
bro.
You ain't here.
You can tell the way blood splatters on whether or not you did that yourself. Well,
doesn't matter, I'm still there, but I'm a witness.
Yeah, I'm a witness.
I'm
there.
So I'm going to still get, I'm,
yeah,
still,
I'm still
good.
Like, hey, maybe I told the man to come here so
I can set it up. It was an accomplishment. I set it up. They can go through the phone call, see that I called him. And
don't let Han get a hold of this shit. He going to be trying to
Hey, Han, be honest.
Man, he going to try to eat Proctor alive.
Because he don't like him anyway. He's like, mm-hmm. Here he go with the race car.
Right.
The only thing I understand with Han, though, Han is not a federal judge. I mean, not federal lawyer.
Attorney.
Mm-hmm. He's a state attorney. Why the fuck is he even involved in it, though? Mm-hmm. So, I don't even know. That's somewhat unrelated. And also, this is a bad federal case, though. The feds ain't this stupid.
Nah.
It's the feds ain't this stupid,
though.
Made for the feds, yeah, I know.
It
but
is.
The feds ain't gonna not do no go through no video footage to see that. And then, we just happen to find the gun. Ain't no fingerprints.
But
no.
So,
what
if she takes one
is,
person?
This
let
is
me
the
she takes me, she takes me, though.
Dirt.
That was me. That
she
was me.
You.
That was me.
But this is the thing. So, they already got the gun thrown out, so they just going to make it seem like the gun ain't no big deal. Oh, well, we threw the gun out anyway.
But that's the whole case is over, though. Yo,
it's
over. The only thing you got is the fingerprints.
At this point, it's
window.
A mixture. Like, if they see that they tried to say that he put that gun there, but they can't figure out who actually planted it there, they probably going to be like, it had to be a federal agent because they kicked everybody out.
Well, no, they got Sandoval's name on there. So it's like, okay, so we need to holler at you because you're the one that closed out
this
video.
Yeah, you did this. You did this.
He closed out. He's the one that stopped the video.
So my only question that I have now is, really, did OJ do it and who killed Tupac? I mean, they got all this
with
stuff.
OJ, it was OJ's son.
Right.
It was Orlando. It was Orlando Jones. The Chris. There you go. And on the low was by proxy by Puffy, but that's a whole other conversation.
Yeah, that is a whole other conversation.
But you know that. You know, Puffy was hiring the Chris, but that's a whole other thing.
Puffy is new Ghost.
Mm-hmm. All right, we ain't wrapping on up though. Janae, where can everybody hit you up at, sweetheart?
At Janae Sweetie Pie. On Instagram, same thing on Twitter, or Janae Shivers on Facebook.
Mr. Shivers 3 on IG.
Hey, famous man, hit Art directly up in his inbox on Facebook.
Yeah.
Like, I would love to see that. And actually, I need you to screenshot it and shoot it to me. I just want to see,
funny.
Like,
that would be
because I want to see what he looks like, too, though. Like,
yeah, that's what's happening. Mr. Shivers 3 on IG, Arthur Shivers the 3rd on Facebook. Hit me up.
All right, Lexi. No, they don't care about you. You don't care.
They don't care about me.
No, you don't. You don't care. So everybody, thank y'all for listening. What's our question of the week, though? That was a good idea.
That was a horrible question.
I got two of them.
Okay, if it's not her titties or not. All right.
Not really, y'all. It's them la titties. Okay. Right. And we gotta find out who's gonna die. Is anybody gonna die?
Yeah. Who's gonna die next?
I just keep selfishly hoping that it's...
Sandoval?
No. Tariq.
Oh, Tariq.
Tariq? You want to kill the baby?
He's making me mad.
I don't know, famous man.
He's making me mad.
He's that kind of petty, dog.
I said selfishly, and that is only because, first off, because this is a movie, but second off, because he doing too much. Like, you going behind your parents' back, you sneaking in and out of school, you calling your little sister all these names and stuff. Yeah, I don't like it.
Throwing the middle fingers up on him.
The way he talking and acting,
that's
he doing too much.
Feeling like
you know, I kind of want Tyreek superintended to die. The white lady that just kicked him out of school. Now he's trying to hold her brother down all the time, trying to kick the two little black kids out of school. Like, oh, I think that's what's going to happen is Tommy going to find out they're trying to kick him out of school. He's going to go ahead and knock off and fill out the papers.
You just make a stuff.
I think Kanye going to kill one of his boys to show to Tyreek that he's loyal to him.
Ooh, Kanye killed somebody.
One of his boys to prove to Tyreek that like he's loyal
like
to him.
Like one of his boys?
No. One of the dudes that's running with
that's
him.
That's a good one.
Like the dudes that's helping him round his spot. Like something going to happen and he's going to kill him and be like, Tyreek, like, oh, he got my back. He killed this dude for me.
I think Angela's gonna kill Sandoval.
Yeah,
I think Angela's gonna kill old boy
Sandoval.
Yeah, I think she because that'd be a good kill for the show.
Because he gonna come up trying to be like when she found out that he was the one that did it.
Like and confront him like on some one on one shit.
She ain't that dumb.
No, it had to be a struggle self defense. They like she had to like if there's gonna be a struggle probably fight. If you had to get rid of him. It had to be like him trying to attack her. She had to have some type of, you know, hits or whatever the situation might be. But
it might end up being Tommy killing Julio, though.
That's an easy kill, too.
I think they can work that out, though.
Yeah, that's why I say easy kill. Cause I think they can do that and keep the storyline going.
Or that other dude. Who's the other dude that was talking crazy to Julio? It might be Tommy killing him.
I'm sorry. What's up with Charlie Murphy? Anybody?
Well, they got him off.
They got him suspended or pulled.
So he's not on the show no more.
He got transferred. Which sucks, though, man, that he did.
They probably did that because he died. Or he was got sick, maybe.
He might have been sick, though.
He got sick.
Some of the previews he loses to Ghost whooping somebody in the gym. Maybe that was him working out. I thought I saw a preview of him whooping somebody in the gym.
He might have to because the old homeboy that he beat him up in the lunch.
He just grabbed
his
hand.
But he may come back, because I'm saying.
And then at the end of the fight, Ghost is sitting there like, wow.
Like, right, but I'm saying, no, I'm saying that dude might come back, is what I'm saying.
Oh.
Oh, you broke my hand, I'm back. I'm healed up. It's 6 weeks. That's the doctor told me 6 weeks. My hand to be healed.
So what was it? What was the question? The kill?
Who's the kill? And if it's...
I just want to know. I mean, I don't know. I don't trust Hollywood City. So, I mean, let me know what y'all think.
Lexi, who do you think is going to die? Or what the next death could be.
I don't know who's going to die next. I mean, like you said, Julio Suizi.
He might be easy just so that they have somebody else to get killed.
That's true. Maybe nobody's getting killed next. Maybe the question is,
like,
what
somebody
got to do with this
video.
Mm-hmm. Like, next episode...
No.
Either somebody got to die or Lala and Tommy got to have another sex scene.
Definitely. They every other sex scene. They won't be next week. It'll be the week after. I
look at
how
so they like
how,
the new.
No, I got another question. How much can Carmelo Anthony take?
This is a little better than Angela and Ghost.
But will it get worse, though, is what I'm saying. Because they ain't, what other love scenes they going to have is but them two, though.
Tyreek and the
other right
six.
So now they're banking on child porn.
Well, it depends on how old he is.
No, he's old. I think he's 19.
Not on the show.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter on the show. He's already in real life.
He got him a little young tender. But it's entertainment, you know.
Maybe they do that. Maybe they have them having sex and then they film it. And then after they do that, then they end up turning the video into the school or something to try to get them kicked out of the school.
Ooh.
I mean, you never know. It could be.
But the money
can't get kicked out of school.
But you know what? It just seemed like it was too, like, you know, the girl just happened to be there. Then he just happened to come back.
And
they just happened to.
What if it's Kanan's cousin?
What if it's a minor and he's older than she was, and then they try to turn it into statutory rape?
I don't think they really got time in the city.
Then your brother in jail and your daddy in jail, little Raina would be all the way mad.
The Raina would be crying.
Yeah, I really missed those parts. They gave her no boyfriend in the city.
No, she don't need no boyfriend.
Yeah, she too messy. Mm-hmm. She cried.
I don't know. I'm just waiting for next week.
Is Raina in high school too?
Yeah. Yes.
Was she like a freshman?
They go to the same school together. She probably, maybe she a freshman.
Is he like what, a junior or senior?
They didn't say. They never said. They never said.
But they're both in high school.
They're both in high school. Well, I don't know though, because that school may have been like
kindergarten
through 12 or something. don't know.
Tyreek might get locked up, though. I mean, he might get... No, real talk, now that she said, because he didn't been on these little random hits. He might get arrested. And that might scare his ass straight.
All these classes and stuff you've been skipping, though, but they worried about this check, but they ain't never told your parents you're skipping class.
That's what I thought she was going to say when they started talking.
Yeah, they didn't, but didn't say nothing.
Like, you know
how you don't know he's skipping class? Sure. You pay too much money for them to not tell you that he's skipping class. Yeah.
Tyreek might get locked up.
Yeah, with the next robbery,
I can see him maybe getting, because he's been doing these little petty crimes.
They get ready to start putting two and two together. Like, if you hang out with Tyreek,
you're going to get robbed. The day you hang out with him, you're getting robbed.
So, I think it's going to speed up. I think we got about
what do you do? You wake up from having scissor your friend Tyreek, and now your TVs and all your stuff gone.
Why you with him? Every time
I can't even do a petty crimes. I'm just asking. Like,
I think he's doing it just
to get Tyreek.
But that ain't even the crimes that he's doing ain't even worse.
He's doing it just to mess with Tyreek. He's probably taking all the money that he gets from selling the stuff and giving it to him. So he think it's a lot of money, though. He getting probably $8,000 for all the stuff that
he's getting. He getting him $8,000. He probably getting him like $500 or something. For
it was more than that.
Was
more money than
it was more than
it
that.
It was probably like a stack.
Yeah.
It looked like a stack.
Before, 15, 16-year-old with a stack?
Right.
Right. I'm buying all here. The new
and
jewelry.
I got lean. And chicks.
And weed now, too?
Bruh.
They found this girl that was like just broken as him. Like,
She's worse than broken.
My parents don't care.
Yeah, but at least her daddy rich. His daddy rich.
No, my parents don't care.
She just came up then.
No, mine
don't. She just came up.
Mm-hmm. Right. Now she about to be the new Tasha.
That'd be funny.
Tasha was smart.
That's Kanan's cousin.
She need to go home and get pregnant.
Oh, no. Not her get pregnant.
You heard what Kanan said. Kanan was like, don't be getting nobody pregnant.
Did he?
Yeah.
And he said that.
Kanan was saying that. That's my cousin on the low. Even though I
pimped this is...
I'm saying that he'd be mad.
You're right.
What the heck is going on with Junebug, though?
What's Junebug?
Because she ain't been around.
Whatever her name is, Junebug.
I don't care where she is. She be popping up when she feel like it. Ain't she a part of this $50,000 deal? So when that money slow down, she going to be back. So since he said he don't got that money, she about to pop up. If that money
ain't
there,
the money ain't there.
She about to be there. And it might be her, Jukebox, Junebug, whatever her name is. They go trying to kill Drek.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
Because she wasn't playing about that money.
She was dead serious. She was trying to get it up.
I want $50,000. Give me my money.
She's a police officer.
So, a fake one?
No, she's a real
one. A real one that's a fake one?
That's a fake one. It does dark.
Which, right. No, that's big in New York. Them cops is working with the...
With the man?
I'm sure that's big everywhere. Or it's not just...
I mean, they got like whole like stuff about it.
About bad cops.
Oh, yeah. Bad cops in New York is notorious. All right. Make sure y'all email us straightolc@gmail.com and we will be back soon. Peace.